Hi, good morning, Alex here. Yeah, the Lord bless you and bless you real good. We've been looking at keeping our focus on Him. It says in Proverbs 4, verse 25, keep your eyes straight ahead. Ignore all sideshow distractions. My, how easy it is to be distracted from our focus on Him, from our goal that He's given us, and for our hope in Him. Thank God we have a hope. This is not it. This life is not the final destination. This world is not our home. Thank God we have a home being prepared for us. So we have a hope, and we're living for that hope. Thank God. And so we just want to look at some things to keep our focus, especially on Him, on Christ. Fix our eyes, the Bible says, on Him. Hebrews 12, verse 2, we quoted it from, certainly from the Amplified Bible. It's keep looking away from all that will distract. We go to church, you know, for different reasons. We go to see people. We go to fellowship, all sorts of things we go to church for. But I think a real reason for church should be, and a most important reason for going to church should be keeping focus on Him. Hearing what He has to say. Worshipping Him. Praising Him. Hearing His word. Being challenged. And certain things. So these are reasons why we go to church, and these are the real reasons why we should go to church. But some of us, I'm afraid, we find distraction elsewhere when we go to church. Let me read this for you. A wife remarked to her husband after the church service, "Did you see the hat Mrs. Jones was wearing?" "No," said her husband, "I didn't." "Well, did you see the new dress that Mrs. Smith had on?" she asked him. "I'm afraid I didn't," said her husband. To this, his wife replied, "Well, a lot good it does you to go to church." It's so true in many of us, isn't it? I remember becoming a Christian, and before I became a Christian, me and a few of our friends went to church. We were taken to church. New experience for me. Never been before to church. New experience. And sitting there and watching and not listening to preacher, really, no intention, wasn't interested, but looking around and looking at all the hats, the different hats that people wore, that's what distracted me. In fact, distracted us who went. We couldn't help but look at all the hats, the different kind of hats and all sorts. So distracted with them, for us anyway, that took our eyes off what we should have been doing, and that was looking to the preacher and hearing the word. Thank God we did, not too long after that, but being so distracted with other things, let's fix our eyes on Him. Keep our eyes on Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Keep focused on Him. Keep your eyes straight ahead, we're advised by Solomon. Ignore all sideshow distractions. Let Him keep us focused. Let's fix our eyes on Him. Look straight ahead to Him, and He'll keep us on the straight and narrow path. The Lord bless you and bless you real good. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness. Thank you for your caring for us. Thank you for looking after us in these days that we're living. Thank you, Lord. Help us, we pray, to keep our eyes on you, trust in you with our lives. Amen.